In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is born. You know the feeling when someone gets you just the perfect present, perfect gift? Something that just fits who you are, or what you love in life, or what you need in your current season. If it's the perfect gift, of course, the gift itself is going to be appreciated. But the feeling runs deeper than just having the item. It's bigger than that. For me, it's also the joy of being seen. That someone knows me just enough to connect with me through a thoughtful gift. The gift shows that the person has seen something about me. It's the feeling of being known, of being understood by another human. A couple of years ago, my favorite daughter-in-law made me a perfect gift, a hand-crocheted blanket. When I have some quiet time in the winter or the fall, there are few things that I like more than a plush chair, a mug of lemon tea, a good book, a half a dozen throw pillows, and to top it off, a cozy blanket. And so to receive one of these, and handmade, no less, was not only a perfect gift, it was a feeling of connection, a feeling of being seen. When the Son of God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, he received some now famous gifts. Matthew tells us that when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Magi came from the east, likely Persia or present-day Iraq, and following a newly formed star, they traveled west, first to Jerusalem, and then out to Bethlehem to discover the reason for the star. You see, these Magi were not simply wise men, as our bland English translations often call them. They were much more colorful than that. The Magi were astrologers. They practiced divination and other occult arts, seeing into the future, communicating with spirits, advising people's lives based on the stars or dreams or visions. And they were certainly not kings, as our carols call them. They were pagan priests and spiritualists. The Greek word magi literally means magician. And notice both words begin M-A-G-I, magician. And so these foreigners who practiced a very foreign religion see a new star form and travel to find who it's announcing. And when they arrive at the house of Mary and Joseph and Jesus that they're now living in, these magi bow down before the baby in worship. And then they present him with three very notable gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, these are more than just high price offerings. These magi had some inspiration as to who this child is, because the gifts are packed with meaning. Gold is a gift you'd give to a king. In giving gold, these magicians were recognizing Jesus as their new king. More profound, incense is a gift you'd offer your God. To give this child incense is to recognize him as God come to earth. And the last gift is really interesting. Myrrh, a very bitter oil used to anoint the dead. Who brings that to a baby? It's either a very tacky gift, or it was prophetic. The myrrh bore witness to the purpose of Christ's coming, to bear our mortality to the cross and accept death that we might live. I mean, if you want to talk about gifts that show the recipient was truly seen, was truly known, the gifts the Magi brought Jesus, they fit that bill. Gold for a king, incense for a god, and myrrh for one who has come to accept death. Now, of course, there is another gift Matthew mentions, and way more important than these other three gifts. In fact, if you were here this past Sunday, it was the main message of the kids' Christmas program that they gave. And the message is that Jesus not only received gifts, but that Jesus is a gift. Jesus is the gift. He is the gift of the Nativity. Jesus is God's gift to us, to a beautiful and yet weary world. And if you really want to talk about a gift that says, I know you, I see you, I am aware of where you are in your life right now, I know your deep desires, and I mean the real ones, and I know what you most need for more abundant life. If you want to know what a gift that says that, God coming into the world is that gift. God coming to the world is the only thing that could be that gift. And Jesus comes not just to save you from death, but to fill your life, to fill your life now. And Jesus knows how to fill your deep desires, and again, the real ones, because he's the one who gave you those desires in the first place. Now, the Savior's place as gift to the world has a universal quality to it, things that all of humanity needs and desires, love and life and communion with God and creation and with each other and partake in the taking of the divine nature. These are things that all of humanity needs. But Jesus, being a gift, also has a very particular quality to it. For the love of each one of you, unique to you for who and where you are. For example, God didn't see those magi in Persia and say, you guys are occultist astrologers, in the fire you go, not in your life. God saw who and what they were and loved them and said, I can work with that. I can work with who you are. I see your amazing hearts. Watch this. Watch what I can do with you. And then God became their gift in a way that each one needed for where they were at that stage in their life. Right? Jesus used what was familiar to them, astrology and divination, to bring them to himself as a little baby in Bethlehem. As we sing in the Tropar over and over, those who worship the stars were taught by a star. And so while it may have looked like the Magi were the ones bringing Jesus perfect gifts, they got back a much greater gift than they ever bargained for in Jesus Christ. Everything they'd been searching for through their arts finally found fulfillment in the one who is. The empty space in the heart was at last filled, and the Magi returned to Persia forever changed. They were not going back the same men that had come. And so a word for you this evening, this most holy night, is that Jesus Christ has come as a gift to you, both universally for humanity and in ways that run all the way to the deepest and most private and personal corners of your heart. Wherever you are in your life, whether you're content or lost, whether you're faithful or doubting, whether you're recovered or recovering, whether you're falling in or climbing out, or any blend of any of that, you are in line to receive the perfect gift uniquely tailored for you. God with us. God with you. The gift that proves that you are seen where you are, and you are known and loved as you are, and that when God gets a hold of you, you will be forever changed. And so on this very night, when the Son of God is born in Bethlehem, and as you enter the divine presence in the cave, and feel that feeling you get when someone gives you just the perfect gift, It's because from the manger, the Christ child takes one look at you in your place in life and says, I can work with that. I can work with where you are. I see your amazing heart, and watch this. Watch what I can do for you. Amen.